Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. AHCgroup.com is the website. I encourage you to check that out. Bruce is the president, the founder of that organization. It's one of the leading organizations in the world, helping people like you and me and our big customers understand the concepts of energy disruption, of energy competitiveness, of sustainability. I still love how much I still am so grateful for how Bruce has taught us about the concept of sustainability. Bruce, you've got a big agenda, or you had a big agenda already on energy competitiveness. You mentioned that, and I know you talked a lot about the investment that people are making in that. The whole concept of energy competitiveness in America today is night and day different than it would have been 20 years ago, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we were so dependent on Mideast oil, and the way that the energy security people think about it in, you know, the Defense Department and the Department of Energy is that we had a renaissance of energy in hydrofracking. And now the question is how to make an infrastructure so that small business, medium business, and large business and the needs of society are met with more distributed power so that we're less vulnerable to attack and we're less vulnerable to the price volatility of the price of oil.
Let me stick a geopolitical thing in here, Bruce, because when you've got one-trick ponies like Russia and Iran, their only industry is petroleum. When you can affect their behavior with your energy independence, there's nothing bad comes from that.
Perfect example is these pipelines that are being built from Canada to the U.S. That helps us export to Europe so they're less vulnerable to Glasnow, the Russian pipeline.
Right.
So there is a kind of national security, a direct national security. If you analyze the number of lives lost in the Middle East relative to the stability of energy, that's the other argument. So let your readers understand that the small business people out there, they understand pieces of the energy pizza pie. So, for example, in order to make breakthroughs in energy storage, we need physicists, material engineers, electrical engineers, tons of small fabrication people, and people that are going to take the business approach to scale innovation. So when we say energy competitiveness 2.0, we're talking about all of those small business innovators that are supplying defense and supplying the multinationals. And in a sense, energy storage is like trying to make a bullet travel miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. But we've learned how to make jets go incredible speeds through the air. We've learned how to make rockets, right? And so it's the genius of small business that's going to help this major commercial scale of innovation reach the heights that the market is tending towards. So if you look at the last 6 years, the things that have been growing in energy in America, besides hydrofracking, have been wind and solar. Tremendous growth. And you have to ask yourself, is that only happening domestically, or is it also happening
internationally? And it's underreported too, Bruce.
I think so, and that's why you're doing a service here, Jim. And you know, when you make a breakthrough in energy, it also requires teams, and it also requires new capital. And so I would like some of your listeners to look at the company called Green Tech Capital Advisors. They're the number one deal maker in solar and renewable and clean tech in the world. They're out of New York, right across from St. Patrick's Cathedral. Their CEO is a man called Jeff McDermott, and they've come to our Toyota place to talk. So let me give you a sense of what they do. They take small business innovations, and they are trusted as an exclusive financial and strategic advisor. And so they can work in helping the transaction makes sense to small business to get the new capital they need. They work in the structuring of the deal and the valuation of the deal so that people can begin to see how energy innovation like solar and wind and batteries is competitive in valuation to just building a huge additional reactor, nuclear reactor, or building a huge system. Most of the banks have always paid attention to the huge systems because you can get a 30-year return.
Mm-hmm.
And what Green Tech Capital Advisors, it's one of 50 capital groups out there, they're just the number one, that they're benefiting the support of both the larger incumbents, like the giant utilities,
mm-hmm.
and the innovators. So take, for example, utility-scale photovoltaics. Those are like farms that require regional application, regional jobs. It's a very good approach for small business, Jim.
So these people are creating an ecosystem, right? I mean, an alpha to omega ecosystem, an idea to fulfillment to customer ecosystem, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're making – one way to think of this ecosystem is it's allowing a lot of flowers to bloom. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, they're showing in a craftful way that there's highly compelling investment opportunity for clean energy. We used to be on a petrochemical treadmill, Jim, for most of the last 40 years, because you have to admit it, oil is a fantastic physical asset.
It is.
It's just that it has climate impact,
and we have it.
It's getting volatile.
Yeah. Well, folks, from an investment standpoint, as out here on Main Street, your investment, if you're not an innovator, if you just want to be a resource for these companies, your investment is finding out what those customers need, what those organizations need that Bruce is talking about, and finding a way to do business with them, because they can't do their job without this foundation under them of Main Street, small businesses on Main Street. Quick break, right back with Bruce Piasecki, AHCGroup.com is his website. 10-10, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.